And welcome back to Open Line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and we're taking a break right now, though, from it, as joining us in studio from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, it's the director, Candy Westbrook. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, it's good to have you in studio this morning.
Yeah.
Always good to have you here. And last week we had the second weekend of Christmas on the Plaza, which looked like it was a huge hit, as there were a ton of people down there. And I think our last week is coming up this weekend, but still a lot of other things going on as well.
Yeah, a few good announcements today. So I do want to let everybody know that Chambers always had something called Chamber Bucks, and we've had a hard copy. They were a piece of paper, basically, and we moved to a virtual one. So it's online, basically, and it's like a gift card. Works just like a MasterCard. However, there are still some old Chamber Bucks out there, printed ones. So for everybody listening out there, if you happen to have those, they expire this month. So you need to make sure, if you have some buried in the bottom of your purse or a drawer or somewhere, go out and spend them now, because after December, we will no longer take those, and they will all be online virtual ones. The new ones are called Shop Coffeyville Gift Card, and basically it works like a credit card, so super easy to use. The great thing about the new thing is it doesn't expire. Like, these old ones expired every year.
Right.
So this new one, it doesn't expire, and so you always have it. And we've been selling actually a lot of them lately. In fact, I think just in 2 weeks only, we've $8,000 worth of little gift cards we've sold out to the community. So that's $8,000 staying right here in Coffeyville. So great for our shopping local. If you're not on the merchant list, call me and I can tell you how, because we'd love to add more businesses to it and make that even more exciting. So, and I think we have like another $4,000 or $5,000 we're getting ready to purchase for the next week or so.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the graduates of the Leadership Coffeyville program. They're getting ready to have their graduation ceremony on Thursday. And so just wanted to thank all of those that took the time to get to know Coffeyville more and develop their leadership skills and develop just kind of being new leaders for Coffeyville. So CCC's been in the headlines a lot lately. Always good stuff, though. So, number one, they're taking over ownership of the Veterans Stadium, and they're working on an agreement with the city on that. And so that's going to be exciting to see. And then over the next couple of years, we get to see more information about a new wellness center as part of their $1 million gift that they just received from an alumni. And not only is this going to be a great benefit for the students, but it's going to be their goal, their vision, is to open it up to the community and have some community opportunities and programming and just a wonderful state-of-the-art facility that will bring a much-needed and wonderful asset to the college. So shout out to the college for that. I'm sure you guys have already reported this today, but I just want to emphasize again, high winds today. Not as bad here as it is out in western and central Kansas. Really bad out there.
Yeah.
When I heard they were canceling schools, I thought, what? I mean, back in the day, you know, we hunkered down for tornadoes, and now we're canceling school for wind. But these are really crazy high winds.
Yeah, out there, I mean, here we're supposed to get like 50-mile-per-hour gusts, but out there they're getting like 60 and 65-mile-per-hour gusts.
Yes.
And I just can't, man, that's, especially if you're driving, that's really hard on your car, because it can get underneath the car really easily.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of damage, and almost tornado-like, they said in some places. So, but for us, I want everybody just to be aware that this also creates major issues with fire. This is where all the grass fires start up. And right now, there's already a lot of fires because of just this time of year, there's a lot of electrical issues and stuff going on. As you know, there was a big fire yesterday in Independence. And we just don't want any more families having to lose their homes right now during this season. And so I just want to tell everybody, please be careful, really careful with those high winds today. Definitely don't be lighting anything outside. Don't be out there burning trash or anything crazy like that. Let's just do our part to be careful.
Yeah, today is not that day for that.
No, no. So you will be missed. Okay, not only did these businesses provide amazing service to our community, but these couples were also wonderful for me to work with. So from the Chamber and all of our community, we want to say thanks and that you won't be missed. And so two different couples, Cantrell's Fine Jewelry. They are retiring, closing their doors sometime in January. Both locations, Independence and Coffeyville. Now, I know James Cantrell will still be doing some specialized jewelry, but the storefronts will be closed so they can, you know, retire and to move on to the next chapter of their life. And exactly. So we're going to be missing them tremendously. And then the other couple that's retiring is the Gillum's Liquor Store. Now, the good news is they did sell the business. And so they're working with a gentleman who's taking it over, and he's going to be wonderful. They've got a great partnership with him. So Gillum's Liquor Store is still going to be open, so I'm excited about that. But I'm definitely going to miss the Gillum's. They were one of my favorite people to work with. I loved them. So just wanted to give a shout-out to both of them from the Chamber, from the community. We say thanks, and good luck on your next adventure. Speaking of businesses, if you've never been down to Miss Kate's on Wednesdays, she has the best chicken and noodles in town. So every Wednesday she has chicken and noodles. So that's the special today. She wanted me to let everybody know about that. And actually, I don't know how many of you get out for lunch, but we have some amazing restaurants in town that have lunch specials. I couldn't even name them all, but I know like Sunflower, for example, has a special every day. Terebinth Coffee House has wonderful soups and panini specials that they have.
That is my girlfriend's go-to. The coffee shop. She just loves to get all the kind of coffee there. So
yeah, well, the coffee's too, but I love their sandwiches. I go in there, all the time for lunch.
She's grabbed a sandwich as well. She says they're delicious.
They are. We just have some really good restaurants that have amazing lunch specials. Mm-hmm. So. Just follow their Facebook pages, or sometimes I'll give them a shout out and you'll hear about it here. So we've been highlighting businesses each week in our newsletters and on the radio, our Platinum members who give back to both the Chamber and the community so much. And so today I wanted to give a shout out to Harold Mann State Farm, some of the nicest and most giving people that I know. So shout out to them. We do have lots of events still happening. We're kind of winding down there, like you said. So it's that holiday season where we slow down on events because everybody's busy, and then we'll gear back up in January. But this weekend, Santa is coming. So on December 17th from 5:30 to 8, come downtown to the Chamber Building, the Perkins Building, because Santa will be there taking pictures with everybody and saying hi to all the kiddos. So bring your kids down for that. Of course, there's the Feliz Navidad, the Hispanic celebration is going to be going on this weekend. And then on Sunday is the bake-off. So they're going to have a little bake-off contest. And so that'll be all kinds of good treats for that. Mm-hmm. So lots of good stuff happening on the plaza. Like you said, last weekend for all that shopping, as well as all the other activities and the music and festivities. So, of course, Brown Mansion's still having ticket sales. So if you haven't gone out there, get your tickets for that.
Went out there Sunday, and it looks completely different than when you do the normal tour. It's completely different. That's the first time my girlfriend's been in that house, and she's just like, this place. When we got up to the ballroom, she was just like, wow, this room is beautiful. I mean, one, all the trees up there are beautiful, but just the fact that room is just,
I know.
I mean, I was playing in my mind. I was like wiping out everything that was there and just imagining when they were at, like, having parties and stuff up there.
Yes.
Just how cool it would have been, the little room where the musicians sat at, mm-hmm. to where they were playing during that. I was kind of playing that in my mind at the same time.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see.
It is. I love the mansion, and I love it this time. And they added way more lights outside as well.
Yes, they did.
So you've got beautiful lights to drive up to. You got trees inside. And
like
just
130 trees, I think.
Yes,
so
it's crazy.
It's amazing.
It's crazy, so I love it. So that's going on. And then on the 20th, bring your pets into the Cawthell Recreation. They're having Santa Paws, which is pictures with all of your animals. So I love that. Couple other reminders of things coming up. Number one, the Chamber will be closing its doors for the holidays on Thursday, the 23rd through the 31st. So if you have any questions, needs, anything, make sure you give us a call or stop in before then. As we'll be closing down during that week. Of course, as I mentioned the last few weeks, our annual dinner will be coming up on January 21st. I want to remind people that is open to the public, because I had somebody say, well, is that just for businesses? No, it's for everybody, because we celebrate all the winners in town, Citizen of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, Business of the Year, all kinds of great awards. Of course, the best food and drinks, speakers and games. In fact, One of our games we do is called a dessert dash. It's our most popular game. If you've never experienced a dessert dash, you're missing out. It's so much fun and the best desserts ever. We are looking for a few donations of desserts, though. So if you are a baker or yourself or you know someone, give me a call. Because all that money that we raise goes towards helping us have events in the community, helping our businesses. For example, during the pandemic, we actually were giving out grants that kind of helped businesses that were struggling to stay open. And so we're always doing things for our businesses and our community. And so this fundraiser helps us with all that. So get your tickets now for the annual dinner. One more big event that you want to save the date for, February 19th. I know it's a couple months away, but Rotary is bringing back Mardi Gras. Such a fun event. Right. I mean, if you like costumes and music and raising money for the community, again, it's open to everybody. It's not just a Rotary event. They just sponsor it. More details will be coming, but yeah, save the date, February 19th, because that is such a fun night. I just love it. Finally, wanted to tell everybody, because we get questions about this time of year. Our icing machine is off. We close it. We usually shut it off in November during the winter months. However, all you got to do is give us a call. Tell us you're on your way. We'll turn it on. It only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to get started back up. And we do have some regulars that will call us and go, hey, I'm coming.
Get that icing machine ready.
Yeah, get it going. And we've had a weird winter so far, so it's been warm.
Right.
So more people want ices. So I'd love to see you. We're down to the last week of the holidays, so we'd love to see everyone come in, get an icy. We usually have candy or cookies or treats all the time. Or you can bring me a treat. I love those, too. Just kidding. But, yes, we're down to the last week. So stop in and see us. And if you have questions, you know, about some of the events that we talked about, we do have a community calendar. Go out there to the website, and more details are on that. Of course, we share stuff on Facebook. And easily, all you have to do is give us a call. You know, I'm at the chamber all the time, 835-251-2550 is the number, 251-2550. Or stop in. We're downtown. Get to see all the lights and the Christmas tree. Icy's, get to see me. But love to see you. Give us a call. Happy to help.
Absolutely. So lots of great stuff going on. And Candy, not sure. Are you going to be here next Wednesday?
I will be here next Wednesday. That'll okay, be our so, last week. And then the week after that is when I'll be closed.
Okay. So again, just want to make sure I got that housekeeping
one
going
more
on.
Week.
So
yeah.
All right. Well, Candy, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. And we will see you again next Wednesday.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to restart Open Line, so keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning, hump day morning in Southeast Kansas.